welcome. And before we get started tonight, I've got Joni Pavlik, who is the community communicator.
That's it.
And she's got an announcement she wants to make before we get started.
Thank you. Y'all, welcome to Little River Community Center. And just a little history, if you didn't know, we have this community center here because the county passed it on to the community once they started building schools in the community. So it's our community center. We have events. There's a poster in the back as you're walking out of the events we have here on a monthly basis. And I'm not going to read them to you because I know they want it. We also have a list on the back table if you're interested in getting on our email list, which tells you about our events that are happening here at the community. We have Wi-Fi here, thanks to Transylvania County. They support the Wi-Fi in community centers. And we have a barbecue supper this coming Saturday. And tickets are on sale back there. So welcome and thank you, Fire Department, for keeping us safe in the community. Thank you.
You're welcome. Again, welcome. For those who don't know me, my name is David McNeil. I'm the Assistant County Manager here in Transylvania County. And one of my responsibilities is working with our emergency services. And tonight what we're going to do is we're going to do basically a short presentation that goes over how we currently provide fire protection and rescue services, and then how we currently fund fire and rescue services. And then we're going to talk a little bit about what the commissioners are currently considering. All right? So if you would, Cameron. All right. Our objective tonight, again, is to summarize the method for providing fire protection. We want to summarize the current funding method. We do want to clarify that the county is not recommending a change to the current method of providing fire protection. All right, county's not considering a county fire department. Those are false if those are out there. A change to the current response districts. We're not recommending those changes. We do want to discuss the options available under state law for the commissioner to consider. And we want to answer questions and take written comments for input. When you came in, if you didn't get the cards, the staff is passing out cards, two different colors. The orange cards, as I'm talking, if you have a question about something that I'm going over, just jot it down on that card, all right? And if you have a comment, take the green card and jot down on the green card. What staff is going to do as we go through this meeting, they'll take up those cards. And once I'm done presenting, I will read the question and then answer the question. That way everybody gets to hear what the question was and the answer. And then if you have a comment, if you write something down on the comment cards, all of this information will be put in a Word document so that the commissioners can see all the comments and all the questions. The other thing that we're going to do is as we go through the county doing, we've got seven more of these meetings, we'll take all the questions from tonight, put them on a document, and as folks come in, we'll hand them the questions and the answers that was asked at the previous meeting or the previous meetings so that they already have those, all right? They'll also be available for the public if you want to see them, because we'll put them on the county's website if you want to see them, all right? So how do we provide fire protection? Currently, in Transylvania County, there are 8 service districts, all right? Very important to note, a service district is basically a special tax district. Under the general statute, commissioners are allowed to set up a service district for providing certain services, and they list it out in the statute. You can provide fire protection is one of those. Ambulance and rescue services is one. Beach erosion for those folks on the coast. So the statute actually lists about 13 items that you can actually set up a service district for. All right, a service district is set up by resolution of the commissioners. All right, the commissioners adopt a resolution after they hold a public hearing, and they can set up that service district. In most cases, the service district in Transylvania County is also the fire department response district, but not in all cases. But in most cases, the service district is also the response district. Each volunteer fire department is a separate nonprofit entity. All right. They're not departments of Transylvania County. They're private nonprofits that the county contracts with to provide fire protection in a specified district. All right? A service district is essentially a special tax district, like I went over before, and in this case for fire protection. Some fire departments have other funding methods other than what the county provides them, because the county has a contract with each fire department, and when we fund fire departments, we fund them based on that contract. All right? And so some of them have other funding methods, and I'll give an example. Cedar Mountain, for example, they contract with Transylvania County to provide fire protection in the Transylvania County part of their district, but they also have a district that's in Greenville County, South Carolina, and they contract with Greenville County, South Carolina to provide fire protection in that district. So they have more than one funding stream other than Transylvania County. All right. County contracts with independent private nonprofits to provide fire protection and specified rescue services within the district. For the most part, response districts are contiguous with their district lines. However, the one that specifically comes to mind is the Sylvan Valley 2 district. The Sylvan Valley 2 district, we actually contract with three different fire departments to provide fire protection within the Sylvan Valley 2 tax district. All right. So there's three separate response districts within the Sylvan Valley 2 tax district. All right. This is basically a picture that shows your service districts. We've got Lake Toxaway, you see it here, Rosman, Conestee, Cedar Mountain, where we're at tonight, Little River, Brevard Fire Department, or the Sylvan Valley 2 district. Is basically a circle around the city limits. You can see that. But you can see how on the map these districts have been established per the resolution of the commissioners. All right. The contract between the county and the fire department outlines some minimum standards. So in the contract, it has some minimum standards that the county expects from the fire department for the money that they give them per the contract. All right, so that's some minimum standards. Fire department responds to requests for service dispatch in Transylvania County, and it's dispatched out through our organized central dispatch, our 911 office. Call comes into 911. That when the 911 operator takes the call, they identify where the call's at and dispatch the appropriate fire department based on the response district. And these are based on some predetermined dispatch protocols. Now, these protocols include what's called automatic mutual aid, because each fire department, when they have a fire, what you'll see is response from multiple fire departments. And there's a reason for that. The reason is to assist with manpower, water hauling, all right? And the ratings that the fire department had are all dependent upon, or very dependent upon, those mutual aid requirements. So that means that fire departments, while they are independent, they cannot operate autonomously. One fire department can't say, we don't need any help from our other fire departments in Transylvania County. Not maintain their current rates and things like that, they just can't do that. They have to work together, is something that's necessary. All right. The fire department insurance ratings and operational capabilities are dependent on those agreements. All right, so when Department of Insurance comes, then they're gonna wanna see those mutual aid agreements. All right, they're gonna wanna see those. In addition to fire protection, fire departments provide medical first response and rescue services. All right, their level of rescue services and medical aid between departments differs slightly. In other words, for example, Conestee has a dive team, but not all departments have a rescue dive team. Some of them have certain rescue services that others don't have. All right, and as far as medical first response, we have some fire departments that basically have quite a few EMTs, certified emergency medical technicians. Others have medical responders, so slight difference in the level of training that might be for one from the other. All right, Transylvania County Rescue Squad, they're located in Brevard, and they basically provide support to all the fire departments as requested. But they also provide, they're the primary provider of medical first response in the city limits of Brevard, as well as the Sylvan Valley 2 district. They also are the primary provider of rescue in the Sylvan Valley 2 district. All but one fire department currently has some paid staffing. All right. But now the hours that they work is slightly different. Some fire departments have 24-hour, 7-day-a-week coverage. Some fire departments have coverage 8 to 5. It just varies among the fire departments. Now let's talk a little bit about the funding method. How do we fund these fire departments? Our fire departments, through their board of directors, submit a budget annually to the Transylvania County staff. All right, the emergency services staff reviews those budgets. Once they review those budgets, if they have questions about it, they might call the chief back. If it's needed, they'll set up a meeting, go meet with the chief, go meet with the board of directors, and then they put together an annual budget package for the commissioners. The commissioners take that annual budget package. They may ask additional questions. They may ask staff questions. They may send us back to get more information. But at the end of the day, once they review those budgets, they make a determination on how much they're going to approve for each particular fire department. They make that determination, all right? Once they approve those budgets, all right? Once they approve those budgets, then it's up to the commissioners to decide how are they going to fund what they just approved. In other words, they went through the budget process, all the fire departments submitted their budgets. This is a total budget for Little River. Now the commissioners have to decide how are we going to raise the revenue to fund that budget. All right. Once the fire departments, get back on track. During the 2020 fiscal year, the commissioners, when they assessed the budgets, they looked at the total budgets they had approved, and they decided what we're going to do is we're going to set all the fire tax rates countywide, because there's 8 of them. We're going to set them all at 5.5 cents per 100. So everybody in the county currently pays 5.5 cents per 100. And then what they did is they took from the fund balance and they balanced the budgets that they had approved. In other words, they pulled money from the county's savings and they distributed to the fire departments to fund the balance of the money needed for the approved budgets. That's what they did this year. These reductions help offset what was the school bond, because the school bond increased the tax rates and the commissioners were concerned about that, and I think that was one of the considerations that they took into account when they were doing that. The responsibility for determining appropriate fire department funding and the method used is the responsibility of the commissioners. Statutorily, they're responsible for deciding how much and how to fund fire protection. It falls squarely on the commissioners. In recent years, there's been significant disparity in the fire tax rate across the county. So let's go to the next slide. So basically what this is an overview of the 2020, this fiscal year that we're in now, budget. And what you'll see is the commissioners, this is the approved budget for each service district. Now keep in mind, not necessarily for each fire department, because when you look at the Sylvan Valley 2 budget, that's for the total service district, which includes 3 fire departments, all right, that provide fire protection in that district. But this is the approved budget for the service district. Commissioner set the rates at 5.5 cents, all right? And so once we did that, what they had to look at was, what's the property valuation within each district, all right? When they looked at the property valuation in each district, they could calculate based on the 5.5 cents how much money they were going to collect from fire taxes. All right. So then we had to take that amount and subtract it from the total budget to arrive at how much money would have to come from fund balance to balance that fire department's budget. All right. So when you look at this column right here, what you're looking at is, for example, Rosman's total budget was $664,925. Commissioner set the fire tax rate at 5.5 cents, all right? And when they set that tax rate at 5.5 cents, that left them $409,359 short. And so they had to be a transfer from fund balance to the Rosman Fire Service District to fund that fire department for the year, all right? In other words, if they had not set it at 5 cents, their rate would have been 8.81 cents higher and had a total rate within Rosman of 14.31 cents this year. Would have been their fire tax rate. All right, again, one thing that's important to note, they pulled the money from the county savings account. That's not sustainable continuously. They can't do that year after year because eventually that money's gonna go away. So that's just not sustainable. Next. All right, what we have here is something a little bit different. This shows a comparison of the 2018 budget data and the 2019 budget data. What's important to note here, you can see what the rates were in 2018. They ranged anywhere from 4.79 cents to 12.79 cents. All right, was the disparity between fire tax rates. In 2019, you can see the commissioners in that year made a decision that they were not going to have a fire department with a fire tax rate above 14 cents. And so in that year, there was one fire department at that point that fit into that category. And so they had to supplement from the general fund, North Transylvania. So this 14 cents does not include the $102,000 that came from general fund to support North Transylvania Fire Department. All right, important thing to note here. When you look at these rates, in some districts, you can have a person that owns a $200,000 house, which is about the average. You can have a person owning a $200,000 house paying 3 to 4 times as much for fire protection than somebody in a different district, the way it's currently set up. All right, next. So this basically shows you what I'm talking about. District A in 2018, because that's the data I had pulled, District A in 2018, that tax rate of 12.79 cents, the property valuation on their house was $200,000. They paid $255.80 in fire tax. All right? In that same year, the property valuation was 4.7, or the tax rate was 4.79 cents in District B. The property valuation was $200,000 on that home, and they paid $95.80 for fire protection. So you can see how someone owning a home with the same value is paying more for fire protection than someone else in another district with a home with the same value. All right? Now, what are the options for the commissioners? Because the commissioners just don't have unlimited options. They can't just decide upon themselves, this is what we're going to do. They have to follow the general statutes. General statutes lay out for the commissioners, here's what you can do. All right? So, what they can do is if the commissioners can fund all the fire taxes out of the general property taxes. They can either abolish all the service districts, or they can set all the service districts at zero, as far as the fire tax rate goes, and they could fund fire departments out of the general property taxes. That's one way they got. The other thing that they have available to them is to set up special property tax districts. That's what a service district is. A service district is a special property tax district. All right? They can also set up, well, this requires a referendum, but if there's, I think it's 30 or 35% of the citizens within a particular district sign a petition to go to a referendum, then they can go to a referendum under Chapter 69, and you can set up what's called a fire, not a service district, a fire tax district, which those are two different things, but they're basically the same. Because in the end, whether it's set up under 153A or whether it's set up under Chapter 69, in the end, the commissioners ultimately decide what the fire tax rate is after they review the budgets. So in either case, it works the same way once you get to the budget process. All right, so they can set up those to fund them. The other option is a combination of those things. And from what I've told you tonight, the last 2 years, they've selected a combination of those things. They've looked at it and said, it's just too high for some fire districts to pay for fire protection standalone. So they funded fire departments out of general fund and out of fund balance. All right, so those are their options. All right, those are the options. The state legislature lays those out. That's all they have. They can't choose something else. All right, so service district countywide, what does it look like? Well, first of all, it is set up the same way that your current service districts are set up. It's set up by resolution of the commissioners under General Statute 153A. The difference is there's not 8 of them. There's one service special tax district countywide, excluding the city limits, if the city of Brevard chooses to elect out. If they say we're not going to be in the service district, then it excludes the city limits. We also have to meet with Rosman. We're going to ask the town of Rosman what they're looking at. Do they want to be out or in? We got to ask them that question. So we have to talk with those two. Again, established under General Statute 153A for a specific purpose. All right, what we have to do is identify the exact district. That's the reason we have to meet with the city of Brosman and Brevard. In 2018, when we looked at the property valuations and we looked at the approved budgets for that year, and we looked at the collection rate for that year, in 2018, that countywide property tax rate would have been 7.23 cents countywide in that year. All right. The other thing that the commissioners would have to do is one of two things. They could abolish the existing fire service districts at the same meeting that they adopt a new service district. However, they're not going to abolish the lines. The current recommendation is that they would consider using the current service district lines as the response districts for the fire departments. So, what does that mean? That means the same fire department is providing coverage to the same area. The only thing that we're looking at changing is how the commissioners collect the money to pay for fire protection, is what we're looking at. That's the only difference. So, if you look at that scenario, in 2018, in District A, 7.23 cents is what they would have paid. On a $200,000 house, they would have paid $144.60. In District B, they would have paid 7.23 cents per 100. On a $200,000 house, they would have paid $144.60. So you can see that each citizen pays the same amount based on their property valuation, countywide. Now, that's basically the presentation. And so what I do have for you is, we do have a website, or not a website, an email set up. If you have additional questions, you can contact us at fireinput@tconc.org. If you have additional questions after you leave tonight. And you can also call 884-3108, extension 301, leave a message, and we'll call you back. You can make a comment. If you make a comment, we'll write that comment down, make sure it gets included. If you have a question, we'll call you back with the answer. All right. That being said, what we'll do now is ask our staff, if there's anyone that's got questions, you'll pass those questions to our staff, and I'll be glad to start going through those.
Why can't we just ask you questions?
Well, what we're trying to do is make sure everybody hears the question and go through a regular process.
And we have to write the question down that we can't get an answer from you.
I'm going to answer every question that you pass up here.
Can I ask you a question?
Write it down. That's the process we're going through. What we're going to do is we're going to break up into groups at the end, and there'll be a staff member at each table. We're going to break off. That way we can facilitate as many conversations between staff and citizens as we can.
We'd like to have these all recorded to put on the website.
I hope you can read my handbook.
Right. That's the other thing. By writing the question thing, we record the question and we answer it. Why is the county funding stop? Why is the county not funding? The county funding is not stopping. The county is just looking at a different method of funding. The county will still be funding fire departments, still be going through the same budget process. The county funding is not stopping. Another question you have on here, what other areas get funding from the general fund? The general fund basically funds just an enormous amount of things in the county, from EMS to rescue to DSS, health department. They fund all sorts of things out of the general fund.
But what else comes out of
the,
other than the fire department stuff? There are other things that must come out of the general fund.
That's what I'm answering. There's lots of things that come out of the general fund. Health department, DSS, okay. EMS, solid waste. We got lots of things that come out of the general fund. Pretty much everything. School funding comes out of general fund. So lots of things come out of general fund. Is this new tax district funding going to affect fire insurance rating? It should not affect fire. No, it's not going to affect fire insurance rating because the response district stays the same. We've never had a fire insurance person ask us for the funding method. Should, Fire insurance district stays the same, it doesn't change. If one fire department applies for a grant and/or gets a private donation, does it have to spread it out with other fire departments? The answer to that question is no. No, that's not the case. We currently have, most of the fire departments, honestly, that turn in their budgets, don't show any other revenue source. We have basically three of them that show a different revenue source right now. All right, so the answer to that question is no. How will this affect the insurance ISO fire rating? It shouldn't affect the insurance ISO fire rating. Same question we just had. Will the paid staff be the same at all fire departments? Not necessarily. Again, when the fire departments submit their budgets, those fire departments need to justify their budgets based on their need within their district. All right, and so when the county reviews those budgets, they're going to review those based on the need in that district. All right, if additional firefighters are needed and the commissioners approve it, then it would be part of that budget. How many volunteer staff Little River Fire Department? Little River Fire Department has paid staffing, I believe, from 8 in the morning till 5 in the evening, if I'm not mistaken. 8 to 4:30. So, as compared with some others, I mean, it varies. Again, all the departments vary a little bit. They all have a little bit different schedules on how they work.
They have to do 2 to 5 days a week.
2 to 5 days a week, all right. Can we call 911 for trails in DuPont? Anytime there's a 911 call, anytime there's an emergency in Transylvania County, you can call 911. If it's something that's on the DuPont property, our 911 system is going to notify them as well, and they're going to dispatch the appropriate medical or fire or rescue response agency to go to that. Again, somebody asked how many Little River had again. How do you recruit volunteers? What age do you have to be? That's really a question for each particular fire department. Again, those fire departments are private, nonprofit entities. I can't tell Little River, this is what you can do, this is what you have to do to recruit members, or this is the restrictions you have to have on members. That's not something that we regulate. That's something that's part of that private, nonprofit entity. They decide that.
That's decided in our bylaws.
In your bylaws, should be in your bylaws. What needs do you have from local residents? The needs from the local residents, again, would be dependent on that fire department. You know, some of them have auxiliaries that work with them and they handle various things for them. All of them are a little bit different currently, and I would anticipate all of them would still be a little bit different. Explain why there are large disparities in the district budgets. All right, when fire departments submit their budgets, it's based on the needs within their department, within their district, all right? And quite frankly, sometimes, in some cases, the potential revenue drives the budget instead of the need driving the revenue, all right? In some cases, that's the case. However, what the county does is when we review the budgets, we're looking for those fire departments to justify what that request is. All right, why some of them have fairly large disparities, some fire departments have paid staff 24/7. They have at least one person 24/7. Some don't have any paid staff. That's a huge driver number for an annual budget, is how many paid staff you might have. That would be a huge number. But what are the main drivers that causes the budget to go up for a while? The funding from the property fire rates are the same, indicating less on our values. Again, what drives the budget is this. Three things drive the budget. The budget request from the fire departments, what's approved by the commissioners, that budget request, the property valuation, and the collection rate. Those are the three factors that really determine what your fire tax rate is. Those are the three factors that determine that.
I got a clarification on that. I'm the one to answer that. Question. You have a fire department that has a high rate of a budget. and yet the fire tax rate is the same as everybody else, and they have a big deficit. That would indicate that the valuations in that district is either lower than everyone else, or there are a lot less homes that get hit with the tax.
Typically what you see is that all homes, all property within that district is taxed. None of them are exempt. All right. So what you see is within a particular service district, you might have a very large property valuation. For example, if you look at Lake Toxaway's district, they have lots of very expensive homes within that district. So they have a very large property tax valuation. But they have one of the largest budgets in their county. All right. But because they have a large property valuation, they have a lower tax rate needed to collect that amount of money within that district.
Yeah, but I'm trying to understand that this, there doesn't seem to be a correlation between the budgets and the tax rates, valuations. There seems to be a disparity. You say they have a high valuation, they have a low tax rate, the same as everybody else. But why does their budget have to be so high? They probably have less homes because they're so expensive.
Again, the number of homes doesn't determine.
Well, the number of homes has an impact.
It does, but what I would tell you is this. I'll explain to you this way. If you have, just for conversation's sake, 100 homes in a district, all right, and this year they build 100 homes and the budget is $100,000, so that's basically $1,000 per home, right? If another home gets built in that district this year, it does not mean that the cost of fire protection is going to $101,000. That doesn't necessarily add up. It may go up, it may not go up. It may actually go down because the needs may change from the fire department. They may have had capital in last year's budget that they don't have in this year's budget. So just the property valuation does not drive the need for fire protection in the district. What does drive the need is what they have in their district. For example, I'll give the example that's just right close to us right here. When you have an airport in your district, there are costs associated with that to provide fire protection that's necessary. That property valuation for that property may not generate enough money to cover it, but it's in a district and you gotta have the protection for it. So you understand what I'm saying by that?
Yeah.
But, let's see. I answered that question for you. That was it. All right.
Yeah.
Is this permanent?
Do you mind if I speak to that? I'm the board of directors of the Little River Fire Company. We don't look at our property valuation. We did for the last bunch of years we've been on the board. We try to make sure our budget is only what we need. We've been very hesitant about raising our budget. We are trying to meet what the needs of our district is at the lowest cost we can, because we're all homeowners and we pay that tax too. We've been trying to keep it down. So we're not looking at that. We're looking at what do we really need? What do we have to provide the service that we want to provide to our neighbors? Because we live in this district and we want to make sure everybody's taken care of. So that's how we're looking at it. And then based on what we submit to them, then they might raise the tax rate or lower. We kept it for several years at about the same rate. Tommy and whatever been on the budget before, we've been trying to maintain it, keeping as low as we could. So our budget is not based on dreams and things like that. We're trying to just meet the needs and make sure we can.
No, I'm just trying to understand when you see big disparities in the districts.
Everyone
at the same tax rate. And in the case there's something going on between these districts that I don't know.
Yeah, maybe that is the chief of our department. Just say.
But let me follow up with one thing you just said real quick there. Again, when the county reviews the budget, we're reviewing it based on what your needs are within your district. We don't even look at what your tax rate is going to be. We don't even look at it. We look at when you submit a budget at the fire department, we're looking at what the budget you submitted and what your needs are. All right, because staff views it that once the commissioners approve that budget, it's up to the commissioners to decide how they're going to fund what's approved. It's not the fire department's decision. Right. It's the responsibility of the commissioners to decide how they're going to fund whatever's approved. All right. Mm-hmm. And so that's important to note. But go ahead, Jason.
Just one comment, sort of the same thing as Chief of Fire Department. I want everybody to understand some of that discrepancy is call volume that the general public doesn't see. Mm-hmm. And of course, those lower volume fire departments, we're talking about North Transylvania, Boston Grove, Little River Run, 800 and something calls last year, versus where we're running at North Transylvania or Boston Grove, running around 100 calls. And so there's a big difference there.
Well,
it costs us a lot more to operate.
There's several things that affect that.
I want everybody to say that. The fire department is totally against this tax because it's costing us more to operate versus some of the other departments. There's other ways of fixing this.
All right. Again, I don't know what you mean by it's costing you more to operate, because that's not accurate, because Little River's
talking about it. It costs you a lot to operate.
More fuel, more trucks, more
Again, I would ask you to explain how the commissioners fund you changes what your operations costs are.
Cut taxes.
We're not cutting taxes. No. Here's what I don't understand about that comment is how the commissioners fund you, how they decide to pay you for your contract affects your operations costs if you're submitting your budgets based on what your needs are, which is what you just said you were doing. So, I'm trying to understand that. So, the next question was, is it permanent? All right, again, the commissioners can make a decision in any given year how they want to fund fire protection. They can change that. Again, the responsibility lies with the commissioners. So, if there is a board in different years that wants to fund them all out of general fund, they could choose to do that. It goes back to what I said about statutes. Question three, it is 3108 extension 301. Someone was asking about that. Yeah, it's 3108 extension 301. So what happens when the general fund reserves are used up? When does it look like this might happen? The rate could go from 5.5 cents. All right, you're exactly right. Again, I said in the presentation, we can't keep funding fire departments out of savings. And so what the commissioners would have to do, if the commissioners elect to set a countywide fire tax rate, the budget process stays the same. All fire departments submit their budget. Commissioners approve their budgets. Once they approve their budgets, then they got to determine how they're going to fund those budgets that they just approved. They can set the fire tax rate to do that countywide. All right. They can set the county fire tax rate at a certain rate and fund the rest of them out of general fund. All right. They still have that option. They still have the option of doing that. But what is important to note is if you do a countywide fire tax rate, again, just like we looked at for 2018, all but two of the districts' fire tax rate actually goes down based on the 2018 numbers. Not the funding in the district, the tax rate in the district goes down. If you're making every district taxes the same, then how you plan keeping all fire department budgets fair when so many other fire departments run higher?
I think you need to go back to the slide that shows what they had budgeted and go through. I think that's what you're probably trying to get at.
Yeah, put that slide up.
The slide that has all the different fire departments and how much it went down.
Again, each particular district, budget. Some of those fire departments, for example, Boston Grove Fire Department, for example, basically has one engine, one tanker. They have the bare minimum equipment-wise. Some other fire departments have two engines, two tankers. All right, but some fire departments have two stations. And so their budget's going to be higher because they're funding two stations, they're funding more equipment. And so that's some of the drivers for that. Paid personnel is another big driver for that. Different rescue services that they provide can be a driver for that because those are all costs. That can affect what the budget is within any particular service district, within any particular fire department.
We all started out that way, fundraising. You know?
I'm not disputing that. That's accurate. All right. Who will be reviewing the budgets for approvals? Just like I said, the budget process as it currently is, fire departments submit their budgets based on what their needs are. Those budgets are reviewed by the county staff. County staff, once they review those budgets, meets with the fire departments to go over them, and then they present the budget to the commissioners. Ultimately, it's the commissioner's decision to decide how much they're funding each fire department. So ultimately, the commissioners approve those budgets. What will happen if a pond or source of water is no longer available to the fire department? Again, it's up to the fire department to look at their district, to identify what the needs are within their district. And if they have a water source that dries up and they've got to put in a new dry hydrant, then that needs to be included in their budget. They need to put that in their budget. All right? Because that will happen. You will have fire departments that have to replace dry hydrants. And so that's something that happens. That needs to be included in the budget. What options do you consider for this? Again, logistically within their own particular district, it's up to the fire department to look at how they can provide fire protection, to look at what their water source needs are, to examine their district and plan for that within their own particular district. But when it comes time for funding it, they put it in their budget. If they need something in their budget, they include it in their budget, and then it's reviewed by the county, once approved by the commissioners. Per their contract, they fund that. If a fire department needs a new fire truck, who would approve this? Again, we go back. Fire departments submit their budgets based on what their needs are. Those budgets are submitted to county staff. County staff reviews them, and those budgets are submitted to the commissioners for approval. Just like this year, in this year's budget, we had a fire department request a truck. The commissioners didn't approve it. They said, no, we're not funding that truck this year. That's ultimately the commissioner's decision to decide what capital that they're going to approve. And honestly, that is just like it is right now. The fire department submit budgets under the current system. The commissioners look at the budgets. Either they approve or they don't approve the equipment, just like they do now. I want to add one more comment about that. It's very important to note that fire departments, again, are private, nonprofit entities. They can go out and enter into debt all they want to, as long as somebody will lend them the money. All right, but that does not obligate Transylvania County and its citizens to pay for it. It's very important that I point that out. And when I get requests from fire departments to send to commissioners to approve increasing their debt service, the one thing that I always put on that when I send it back to you is this does not obligate the county to pay for it. If you go out and enter into debt, a fire department goes out and runs up its debt, that is not the responsibility of Transylvania County citizens to pay for it. It belongs to that fire department, which ultimately belongs to that board of directors. Talk about 5 mile districts, ISO rating of districts. Again, when you talk about, what's that? Square mile. When you talk about fire service districts, since fire departments were established, all those rules have changed. If I'm not mistaken, and Gerald's the expert with this, if I'm not mistaken, it was 4 mile districts to begin with.
Actually, it's
3 mile district to begin with, and then it went to 4, then it went to 5, and all these things changed through the Department of Insurance. They run that, and now there's 6 mile district, and so those change. All right, all of our existing fire districts vary. We have some districts that are very large square miles. We have some that are smaller square miles wide. That in itself sometimes drives the property valuation within that district. The size of the district can affect how much the cost of fire protection is in this. It can be one of the factors that affects that. So we have to consider that when we're looking at it. All right. But what I will tell you is this: all our service districts were not established at the same time. There was no plan where somebody sat down and said, "We got to provide fire protection to the citizens of Transylvania County, and here's how we need to set up our districts to do that efficiently." That never happened. What happened was, one fire district established a fire department. Commissioners, by resolution, adopted a fire service district for them, and they started funding that fire department through that. And then another fire department popped up. and they, commissioners established a service district, and they started funding it for them. So they just kind of grew, all right? If you were going to look at the fire district operationally, countywide, and would you set them up like they are now, where you have very large districts in one area and a small district? I don't think anybody would do that. But that's how they grew. That's how they grew. There wasn't no planning that the commissioners implemented. It basically just grew over a period of years, is what happened. Are all trucks the same in all districts? No. There's various trucks in all the districts. All the districts. Some districts have ladder trucks. They need them. That's part of the cost. Some trucks don't need ladder trucks based on the property or the buildings they have to protect. So that all drives the cost of fire protection, right? Because all the trucks are not the same. What about geographical difference in size? Again, geographical difference in size does drive it. Does drive what some of the costs are, but it's not the only factor. There's lots of factors that drive the cost of fire protection within each district. So what is the actual purpose of this meeting? If the department budget is X and is funded one way, what actual difference is there if it is funded a new way? Again, it gets back to the equity. Fire protection is an essential service countywide. The commissioners believe, from what I've heard from them, is they believe fire protection is an essential service, that every citizen in Transylvania County should have access to fire protection, rescue, and medical first response. And so when I say that, the actual difference is right now, you have some citizens paying a very high tax rate. So on that $200,000 home, they're paying, in some cases, 3-4 times more than a citizen in another district to get that fire protection, that essential service. And the commissioners believe that at least they're considering whether they should implement the strategy where that each citizen in Transylvania County pays the same tax rate, so that based on your property valuation, you would pay equally for fire protection across the county.
Can I make a comment on that? You're talking about individuals living in places with larger homes. They choose, number one, to build that home that is so expensive. Mm-hmm. Number two, they choose to live somewhere where those homes sometimes are virtually impossible to get to, which creates a greater expense. That's their choice.
If I might add, their tax rate in most cases are lower than the homes that are not in those areas. The tax rate in those areas is usually much lower. So what they pay per valuation is much less than the citizens that live in a home that's not like that. But my point is that citizen that owns that home that she's talking about, their rate is actually a lot lower. She's thinking the rate for them is going to be higher, is the way I understand it. The rate's going to be lower for them because of the rate within the district. And so they'll pay less. In some cases, you see people with a home that might be worth $500,000 paying less actual dollars in taxes than a person that owns a home that valued at $150,000.
But
that's the way it works currently.
But if we take a home in Boston Grove, there's not much room for growth up there, I would say. Right. You're going to, wait a minute now, just let me finish.
I just said right.
She said right.
All right. But there's not much room for growth up there. But you're going to take our tax dollars out of our district and subsidize them. Right.
No, sir. Like I just said, you're Little River District, right?
Yes, sir.
Only two districts in Transylvania County, based on the 2018 numbers, tax rate would go up. Six of the tax rates would go down. Little River is one included. That would go down.
Right. But you're taking money away from us.
Negative. No.
Wait, not at current. But we're going to 5.5, right?
No, you're currently at a 5.5. You're currently at a 5.5 because the commissioner. Let me pull this back up.
That's our introductory.
Let me pull this back up. Hey, go back to the 2020 slide. right, this answers your question for you, I think. If you look at Little River for the 2020 slide, your budget was $532,000, all right? Out of that, the county funded you $249,000 out of the fund balance. Your money didn't leave your district, more money came into your district. I mean, the numbers don't lie, that's what they are. Because when we set the rate at 5.5 cents, you only collected your total budget minus what was given to you out of general fund. So money actually came into Little River's district.
Yeah, but we gained more district.
No, that didn't even include that, because your Sylvan Valley 2 district is covered in Sylvan Valley 2. That's where you're funded for out of it. That's not in your Little River district.
Well, I mean, it's funded, 15. But it's good. It's still the same. I mean, if we're getting funded from one to the other, but we're running into bigger stuff on that side, more churches. I mean, this is a bigger district.
So you're arguing that it should cost more to provide fire protection in that district?
It's not since we got a substation that close. But we worked hard to get that.
But actually the rate in that district is lower than it is in the Little River district.
Yeah. Well, we worked hard to get our rating lower in Little River.
Not the rating, the tax rate. Not the rating, the tax rate. I got another question here. It says, and I'll read it, I don't mind, without all the smoke and mirrors, what changes are going to be made in taxes? Again, these numbers are actual numbers. They're not smoke and mirrors. They're what it is. I mean, that's exactly what the budget was this year. If the commissioners had approved the budgets without any grant from the fund balance, the tax district, Little River's tax district, your tax rate would have been 10.06 cents. That's what it would have been. That's based on the request that we got from the fire department and was approved. We didn't inflate it, it's just what it is. All right?
We looked at that very, very hard, making sure that we needed to bring it up what we needed to do.
Again, I am not at all questioning the integrity of the fire department and what they submitted budget-wise. They submitted what their needs are. We reviewed it. It looked fine. We didn't have any issue with anything they requested in the budget. But when you look at what they requested and the property valuation and the estimated tax rate, had the commissioners not funded from the fund balance, that's what the rate would have been in Little River, to meet your needs. So what's the actual purpose of the meeting? If the department's budgets are X, and if it is funded one way, what actual difference is there if it's funded a new way? Again, what if it's funded a new way, every citizen in Transylvania County would pay the same rate, the same amount of dollars based on the property valuation of their home. So if I own a home that's $100,000 and I live in the Sylvan Valley 2 district, that's where I'm located, and somebody in Little River owns a home that's $100,000, we both will pay the exact same amount of dollars for fire protection that year. That's the difference.
The tax rate will be the same.
Tax rate will be the same across Transylvania County.
All four, one of them is front and back. One, you may have a question.
Why was 5.5 cent chosen? It's either unrealistic or unusual. Rates will have to go up. Again, the commissioners, I'll let Paige speak to why they chose 5.5 cents. That was a decision that was made by the commissioners. All right.
Sure. Happy to talk about that. What we were looking at was there had been discussion in previous years, and what we had done in the fiscal year 19 budget was to say that we didn't want the tax rate going higher than 14 cents. So you saw that in the 18-19 budget that North Transylvania had hit that 14 cents, and we had supplemented their budget with $100,000 plus out of the general fund to fully fund their budget in fiscal year 19. In fiscal year 20, we would now have added, I believe we would be adding Rosman to the North Transylvania at that cap of 14, and then Cedar Mountain would be sitting at 13.72. So thinking in terms of capping things at 14 cents wasn't, and then supplementing out of the general fund, again, is not a sustainable way of looking at things. So we contemplated doing a variation of this flat tax that we had talked about.
If we had gone to a total flat tax for 2020, for fiscal year 2020, I think we would be looking at 8.3 cents, still 1.7 cents lower than what you would have been paying. But we were concerned that given the two districts for whom the tax would be going up, that's Lake Toksaway and Sylvan Valley 2, that you, there wasn't a lot of time for discussions just like this to make that happen. So by settling at 5.5, what that did, Lake Toksaway was at a 5.38 tax rate for 2020. Sylvan Valley 2 was already at 5.5. So we felt like let's go to the bottom of the tax rates for this year, and then let's fund everything else out of the general fund. So by going to the bottom, we settled at 5.5, looking at the 5.38. What that did is it gave Lake Toksaway 0.12 cents more than they were asking for. So what they've had is they've actually got about $20,000, a little over $20,000 that actually is accruing to their value and goes into their reserve fund, which is where any overage of tax collected for fire service goes to. It's into that fire department's reserve fund. So that's where we leveled everything at 5.5 for this year, funding everything else out of the general fund. And you can see the actual dollar amount that was removed from the general fund: $409 for Rosman, $249 for Ewell, $270 at Conesty, $115 for Cedar Mountain, $50 for Balsam Grove, $201. So we agreed. So that coming out of the general fund means basically you've experienced this flat tax because the way that general fund is developed is from your ad valorem property taxes. Going forward, you're absolutely right. This is not sustainable. So we do have that option. We can just get rid of fire taxes totally. Just get rid of them, and the fire department funding then becomes a line item out of our general fund, just like our transfers to the public schools, just like our transfer to Blue Ridge Community College. We can treat it that way very easily, and then everybody is paying just that ad valorem rate as a fire tax into that fire tax fund as a line item. Or we can also continue to maintain the fire tax as a separate tax. But either way, out of fairness to our citizens, we are rapidly getting to a point where the disparities between the rates is really untenable and unfair to our citizenry. I have a hard time standing in front of somebody justifying them paying 25 cents when another district's only paying 5 cents for the same basic essential service. I don't see that working. We also are very challenged as we move forward in this county with the volunteerism. You've got more and more people who are going to keep jobs outside of the county. They're not here to respond. We're going to have to pay more firefighters. What's the best that we can do for our citizens in providing full-time fire service? Yes, sir.
Ma'am.
Yes, sir.
You know, you mentioned something I'm going to bring up.
Sure.
Going to county commissioners and invite people to come and work in our county. Bring workforce. Then we get more volunteers to help us.
We are trying very hard, and that is at the top of our list.
We fought the Acosta, and that was a big thing to us.
I understand. I grew up here in the county. I know what it helped him. Yeah.
But we need them back.
I understand that, but it's not a matter of snapping our fingers and bringing a plant like that back. We are actively working to this. Happy to discuss that with you. The issue tonight at hand is the fire tax, and I'm doing my best to help explain the fire tax situation. Yes, sir.
I'm just curious about what you said about the same essential service.
Yeah.
You can go to a $200,000 home within town, nothing against Brevard or
sure.
town or Little River, and
right.
the same property value in another district that's 10 times harder to get to, 10 times harder to fight fire at, 10
right.
times harder for exposure protection around it. So it's not really the same essential service. Even getting people out on some of these medical calls is 10 times harder for the same call that another fire department has. So what do you mean by same essential service?